Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98. Pleasure to have on the air with us this morning. Joining us over the phone is Chris Levesque. He is the president and CEO of TerraPower. And, of course, a big announcement made recently about TerraPower and building a facility in Kemmer in South Lincoln County. Chris, Mr. Levesque, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Duke. Really kind of basking in the glow of our announcement last week in Wyoming. So very, very excited to be, talking to the folks in Kemmer and Lincoln County this morning.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate your time. And let's talk more about choosing Wyoming to build this Natrium nuclear reactor, but more specifically Kemmer. As everyone knows, when you made the announcement over the summer, you guys were looking at four different sites kind of based around where these retiring coal plants were. What was it that made you guys settle in on Kemmer to build this first one?
Sure, Duke. It just maybe if I quickly mention why Wyoming first, because that was huge as well. We're building this first plant, by the way, under a program called the Advanced Reactor Demonstration Program. So this is a DOE, U.S. Department of Energy program that included a large government grant, and the purpose of this program was to go out and demonstrate this technology and prove that it could work at commercial scale. And there's been lots of work by TerraPower and national labs like INL, by the way, which is really close by, that have kind of prepared us for demonstration. And kind of our readiness for that project is why we won the government grant along with our partners, GE Hitachi and Bechtel. So since October 2020, our discussions with Rocky Mountain Power and their parent PacifiCorp, those discussions advanced. And then early this year, we began to look really closely at Wyoming, because Wyoming, again, with some of the planned coal retirements and the ever-increasing wind generation, Wyoming had a need for this kind of power, emission-free, 24/7, ability to flex up and down when renewables change. At that point, we reached out to Governor Gordon with Rocky Mountain Power, and this is where we learned just how progressively Governor Gordon is thinking about clean energy. He values coal, and that's why he's seeking investments in carbon capture. But he also realizes there's new technologies out there that need to be employed. So answering quite a few questions about our technology and who we are, we gained his support too for doing this in Wyoming, which then led to where in Wyoming, and so the four communities that were considered, Glen Rock, Rock Springs, Gillette, and Kemmerer, it was a super tough choice over the last five or so months that we had to go through, because first, the community support in each, in each city and region was really equal. And then we had to learn, more about the sites. This reactor will be approved for construction by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So, we had to think ahead to that process and what some of the questions from the NRC will be. And so that's why we look at things like the the seismic conditions in the region. We looked at the existing infrastructure at the plant sites, things like the cooling water and the transmission and distribution connections. Somewhat related to that was we had to look closely at the the planned retirement date for the coal plant, because in some cases the existing coal plant is utilizing the cooling water or the grid connection, and you couldn't have a situation where there were two plants using those same facilities at the same time. Also looked at things like, hey, we're going to have 2,000 construction workers on site for 3 to 4 years. How can we support that? How can we ship large components to the site, you know, efficiently and cost effectively? And so in the end, you know, we had to consider, you know, this whole myriad of issues. And, you know, the best choice in the end, not the only choice, ended up being Kemmerer. So, you know, as we explained to the other three communities, Kemmerer, and, you know, near the existing Naughton plant is the site for the first natrium reactor. But, you know, there's really a need for more of these in Wyoming, and around the country, and around the world, frankly. And, you know, we told the communities that were not selected for the first one that, you know, they very likely could have a natrium plant built there in the future.
Speaking with Chris Levesque this morning, he's president and CEO of TerraPower, and announcing that the first natrium nuclear reactor coming to Wyoming and coming to Kemmerer specifically for this first process. Chris, one thing that you mentioned earlier on, you touched on this, and one of the big concerns about this initially after the announcement is the safety. And just because when people hear the word nuclear, because of the history that it has, some red flags start going off and people start to get a little concerned about how safe is this project going to be that's now coming to my backyard. So tell us about the safety of this natrium nuclear reactor. What makes it different than maybe the nuclear plants of old that we see with the big towers and the big stacks? What tell us more about how this specific one works and what makes it, in your guys' mind, safe.
Sure. You know, first I want to point to the great safety record of, you know, the existing nuclear power plants in the U.S. and nuclear energy overall has been, you know, quite safe. I've served on submarines where I relied on, you know, nuclear power to kind of get me back up to the surface of the ocean. I've always associated nuclear energy with something that, you know, gave us energy safely and reliably. I've actually lived on a Navy base with my family where we refueled nuclear submarines. So I'm, you know, as an engineer, I'm really comfortable with safety. But, you know, a lot of folks aren't familiar with nuclear energy because, you know, they haven't lived near a plant or, you know, worked in the Navy like I have. So we do find we need to, you know, communicate about the technology, and which we did in these four town halls that I mentioned, and, you know, in Gillette, in Glen Rock, and Rock Springs, and Kemmerer earlier this year. And so kind of the story begins with, you know, how today's nuclear plants, you know, we have 92 in the U.S., what a great safety record they have. You know, they're emission-free, no smokestack at a nuclear power plant. You know, there's no emission to the environment. And if you look at the worker safety, even at today's plants, nuclear power plants tend to be the safest place to work. You know, there's even like less trips and falls because the management and the teams at nuclear plants are so safety focused. So then you'd say, well, okay, how is natrium different? Natrium is different, you know, in the following ways. Instead of it being a water-cooled high-pressure reactor, it is a reactor that's cooled by liquid sodium. So the reactor is still, it's a fission reactor, meaning you're generating heat, you know, at Naughton today, you're generating heat by burning coal, right? That's your heat source, and then, you know, you boil the water and drive a turbine. Well, the difference with natrium is, we'll generate our heat through fission, just as today's 92, you know, nuclear plants in the U.S. generate heat. So we'll generate heat with fission by, you know, by breaking a uranium atom up, and that releases energy in the form of heat. And then we cool the reactor with liquid sodium. And, that's a new thing. Liquid sodium is actually really, you know, think of it, it's a metal. It's a great conductor of heat. So it's very efficient at removing heat from the reactor. And we believe that it's even an improvement on safety versus today's reactors.
Chris Levesque, President and CEO of TerraPower. Chris, I know we're really running short on time, so if you could briefly maybe just answer one more question for me here today. You mentioned a lot of people expressing a lot of excitement for this nuclear, Natrium nuclear reactor facility coming to Wyoming. But at the same time, I'm sure you've heard a lot of sentiment of people kind of discouraged that coal is going away. And I realize that's a different ball game than what you guys do. But coal has proven, regardless of the environmental arguments, coal has proven to be reliable and kind of a cheap energy source that's been around for a long time. So when you look at these Natrium reactors and this one reactor and compare it to a facility like Naughton, when it comes to replacing the power to the grid that a coal plant will provide, do you expect a Natrium facility to be able to do that and kind of replace that coal generation that's been around and reliable for so long?
Yes, yeah, so we're really aware of the great history coal has. I mean, the country's been built on coal, right? And we have a lot of respect for coal and the people of Wyoming powering the country for this long. We're not the reason these plants are retiring. I think Rocky Mountain Power's explained some of that. I also know the governor and others are, looking closely at carbon capture, right, which can be a way to have emission-free coal. But I've worked in nuclear energy my whole career. That's what I know. And what I can tell you is at Naughton, the plant that's scheduled for retirement is about the same power level as Natrium. Natrium's going to be 345 megawatts, which is about enough to, power, 300 or 400,000 homes. And it can increase its power to 500 megawatts when wind and solar are down. So, given that the coal plant is retiring, we think it's a great opportunity to kind of redeploy that workforce. Operating a coal plant it's pretty sophisticated. There's digital control systems. There's environmental systems. The operators have to, really understand, some sophisticated engineering. So we think that coal plant workforce can be, retrained and redeployed. It'll be about the same size workforce, by the way, about, 250 people. So, we look forward to that. I'm sure there'll be some planned retirements. Our Natrium plant's going to take about 3 years to design and get a construction license from the NRC. So we won't have construction starting until 2024. But I'll tell you, there's over 300 people working on the project today on the design. And it's going to double next year. And then we expect the plant to go online in 2028 after that first Naughton plant retiring. In that 7 years, we also expect there'll be some retirements of the existing, folks in Naughton. And that's why, we're going to work with Rocky Mountain Power and the community colleges, too, to, get some nuclear engineering technology curricula in place in Wyoming. Because I think, this can really be an opportunity for Wyoming to, like the governor supported, explore new, emission-free technology that, can exist in Wyoming, along with coal.
President and CEO of TerraPower, that's Chris Levesque. Chris, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate taking a few minutes here with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Duke, and thanks to the folks in Wyoming, especially Kemmerer. Look forward to seeing you soon.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.